Nobody's ever prayed for you in faith, but I'm going to pray for you in faith. When I do, I'm going to guarantee you, now that you've repented, that the King of the universe is going to heal you. And I prayed for her, and Sharon Jones got healed. And all those things, today Sharon works for us. And she is a perfectly normal, healthy young woman. I mean, perfectly healed, and she can go and do anything she wants to do. And she's just a really beautiful, sweet young lady, isn't she, Tom? I mean, a very beautiful young woman, you know. And so, praise God. The reason I said that, because that's Tom's stepdaughter. You know, he knows her very well, praise the Lord. She's just a sweetheart. And she works for us now, and she's a great prayer warrior. But she, I call Sharon my basket case. But I want to show you something. I want to show you in Proverbs 4:10. Go to Proverbs 4:10 first, and let's see something the Lord says right here. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Hear. Listen, let that soak into you. Hear, O my son, that means daughters too, receive my sayings, the Lord's sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. So what's going to make you have a long life? Words. Whose words? God's words. Is that what it says? Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. So if God tells us to do something, what do we need to do? Do it. No questions asked. In other words, if God is going to use you special, and you pray and say, Lord, use me today, and he says, okay, stop by and get a gallon of milk, what are you going to do? Stop by and get a gallon of milk. No, you're not. You're going to argue with him just like the other guy did. I guarantee you will. You know, until you get to the point where you're walking daily, being led by the Spirit, it's so easy to argue with God. In fact, as I have taught the people in our church here, that we have the power to forgive sin as a Christian. Now, this is something that most people just can't go there with you on, but it is written, isn't it, Ray? John 20:23, he knows the scripture. John 20:23 clearly says, whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted. Or whoever sins you forgive, they're forgiven. That's what it says, isn't it? Absolutely. Now then, the average person don't believe that. But one of the ladies in our church, as she was sitting right here on the front row the other day, she was telling me about what happened. She says, we went home the other night, and they have three lovely little children, her and her husband. And she said, we went home the other night and got home about 10 o'clock, and the power was off at our house. So we called the electric company to tell them the power was out, and they said they knew it was out, but they'd have it back on by 2 o'clock in the morning. So she said, well, no problem, we'll just go to bed. So the next morning we got up at 6 or 7 o'clock, whatever it was, and I flipped the light switch on, and there was still no power. I said, Lord, what is the problems here? Isn't that amazing? We ask God, and he gives us the answer, and we don't believe him. Lord, what is the problem here? And she said, I heard these words. Remit the sins of this block. Guess what she did? God, I can't remit the sins for everybody on this block. And then she thought, what am I saying? The Word of God says I can. Now, if she just heard God tell her to remit the sins of this block, she just learned a new feature from His Word. What do you think He meant for her to do? Remit the sins of her block. Obey. That's exactly right. So she said, Lord, forgive me. I remit the sins of my block. And the minute the word block left her mouth, bam, the power come back on. Isn't that amazing? There was a sin that God knew one of his daughters had been trained that knew she could remit the sins of people, and so God was going to use her. Now, if he'd have spoken that to somebody that had never been trained there, had never dreamed they could remit the sins, why would he tell you, let's say you, for instance, had never been trained in that area, and he says, my dear, I want you to remit the sins of this block. If you had no knowledge of where that was at, you could not have done it, could you? No, you wouldn't know what to do. And that's the way most Christians are. That's why God uses us so little, because we have so little Word in us. Is that right, young lady? If we don't have the Word in us, let me ask this question. Be honest with me. How many of you have ever heard or learned in church that you can forgive sin? Okay, there's not very many. Very few. So I want to put that on the board. John 20:23. I want you to see, and then we'll come back here to Proverbs 4 in just a minute. But I want you to see this scripture that I'm talking about in John 20:23. Look what it says. Now look what it says. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. I mean, does that mean what it say? I mean, so whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. So from that scripture, how in the world can you as a human being forgive somebody else's sin? Who lives in you? Oh, you got the answer. So since this is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world, that when we got saved, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So now then, if Jesus resides in here, can he forgive sin? Oh, yeah, he can forgive sin. So if Jesus is living in you, you can forgive sin, can you not? Is that what that scripture said? Isn't that something? That he give you the power to forgive someone's sin. Now, what I like to do with that, unless God tells me like he did Kim that day and told her to remit the sins of the whole block, which she did, which turned the power back on. There was a sin somewhere that was keeping the power from coming on. And the minute she remitted the sins of the block, God forgave them all, and bam, the power came back on. Now then, if you don't know these things, you can't use these things, and I don't like to go around remitting everybody's sin. Where I like to use this, I like to use this on people that are comatose, people that are sick or afflicted, that can't forgive. First of all, I want that person to know that the reason they're sick and afflicted, if I come to a hospital, I'm going to go up there, I'm going to sit there and tell you, you're sick because of sin. Now, you're going to have to ask, well, do you know what that sin is? Well, some of them say, no, I don't know what that sin is. Like a young man the other day in Atlanta, sitting there in a wheelchair, broken leg. I said, son, you done something wrong to cause that leg to be broken. You have any idea what you done? He said, well, not a clue. I said, I looked at this woman sitting beside him. I said, who are you, ma'am? She said, I'm his aunt. I'm here with him. I said, you got your Bible? She said, yes. I said, open it to Philippians 2:14. And I want Dave to put Philippians 2:14 on the board, and I want you to see what God told us to do. I read to him this one scripture, and look and see what it says. Philippians 2:14. Do some things without, what did it say? Oh, I misquoted that a little bit, huh? Do how many things? Do how many?
All.
Now, how many of us do that?
I know.
Do all things without what?
Murmuring
and complaining. Ooh. You try, huh? And God's understand. Now, as soon as I said that, I said, do all things without grumbling and complaining. And his aunt read that to him. I didn't have to say a word. He said, that could be the problem. That could be the problem. And since he said that, I said, oh, so you know you're grumbling and complaining. He said, wow, according to that, far too much. Now, who in this room doesn't grumble and complain? Some of us grumbled and complained before we got here today. Do you know that? Some of us had a problem finding this place or whatever, and we're grumbling and complaining because we couldn't find the place. Or it's too far away. Or it's too cold today, or it's raining today, or whatever. But we grumble and complain. We walk outside and say, oh gosh, the sun's not shining today. It's raining. I hate this. And the next day you walk outside, oh my gosh, the sun's too bright. You can't please us, right? I mean, it doesn't make any difference what God does. We don't like it. And so we grumble and complain. Now, he will be very tolerant with you for a while. But then sickness and disease begins to come upon your body. I mean, it begins to get you. With grumbling and complaining, it will absolutely bring pain into your body. I mean, it can bring a crick in your neck. It can bring all kinds of things. In fact, I had a girl at a healing school, but at a Tuesday night Bible study one night. When she walked in like this. I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "Oh, I've got this terrible crick in my neck." She said, "Before the night's over, you got to pray for me." I said, "Okay, no problem." I said, "Just sit down there. We'll teach the Bible." So sat down there, and we're in Philippians that night. And when I come to this scripture, Philippians 2:14, I said, "Now you have to do all things without grumbling or complaining. It's going to bring, if you do it long enough, it's going to bring some kind of pain or sickness and disease to your body. Because God doesn't like grumbling and complaining." I said, "He said so in the Old Testament and the New Testament." In fact, on this 1 Corinthians 10, which we're going to go to for the first few verses, I'll show you. But this girl, which had been grumbling and complaining all for 2 weeks, she went to work one morning and everything didn't go just right. You ever had one of those days? And she grumbled and complained. Well, the next day she had more things that didn't go right. So she grumbled and complained more. So by the end of the week, a lot of things are going wrong, and she's really grumbling and complaining. By the end of the second week, she is down her neck. She's got this pain in her neck. She doesn't realize this is a demon. This thing is drawing her head over in pain, and she goes to to the Tuesday night Bible study. And when I explain that, she says, "God, that's me. That's me. I repent, Lord. I'm so sorry. I've done nothing but grumbling and complain the last 2 weeks." She said, "Lord, will you please forgive me?" And the minute she said, "Forgive me," he took away the spirit. Her neck was instantly healed, sitting right there at the pew. And her pain went away. 1 Corinthians 10, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea." Verse 3 and 4. "And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Same Jesus was with them as with us." 5 and 6. "But with many of them God was not well pleased." Now, do you want God to be pleased with you? Let's see what happens if He's not well pleased with us. "For they were overthrown in the wilderness."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.